Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sukkah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel, Le'ilui Nishmas Menachem Meir ben Naftali, and Esther Bas David.
We're learning Maseches Sukkah Daf Zayin. The Gemara starts at the end of Daf Vavim and Beis. The Sugya starts, Eise Tefach Eichem Amida. This Tefach, it's going on the Braisa. The Braisa said that the walls, the three walls you need for Sukkah, the three Tefanais, Ashtayin Kilchason, two complete walls, a Shlishis Afila Tefach. The third wall could even be a Tefach. And now the Gemara is claiming, where exactly do you put this Tefach to be the third wall? Gemara has Kamashitis. First sheet is Rav that says, Yamida Kenegada Yaitse. And if Kaner Avasi asked on Rav, Eimedenu Kenegad Reish Tar. What does it mean, Kenegada Yaitse, Kenegad Reish Tar? It's a Machlaikis Rishainim. Rashi learns, Kenegad Yaitse means, Derech Mashal, if you have the mechitzas, the northern wall and the eastern wall, those are the two mechitzas, one's to the north and one's to the east, Mizrach and Safin. So Kenegad Yaitse would mean at the other end of the eastern wall, the southern end, and you put it there, or at the other end of the northern wall, the western end of the northern wall, you just attach it to the wall. You have two walls, Kimin Gam, you have two walls like a right angle, and this is now starting a third wall from where the second wall ends. You make a tefach to be the third wall, that's Keneged Yaitse. And Keneged Reish Tar, the Marshal's picture is that you put it in the same place, but instead of pointing it towards the, continuing it in the right angle, as if to make three walls like a ches, you point it towards the other wall to make it as if it's a third wall going like a triangle. And that's what make more of a stima. Like this is going nowhere. It's not going to be connected to anything, so it doesn't look like a third wall. Mashengen, if you make it on an angle, you slant it, that it should be towards the opposite side, that it should be at the beginning of a triangle, that's better. But the Rishayim HaMavur, like the Maram's picture, that fakert, you don't put it Keneged HaYetz, you don't put it over there altogether, you don't put the Tefach connected to either wall altogether, fakert, you put it on the opposite corner, like in the case we gave, if the walls are the eastern wall and the northern wall, so you put it in the southwestern corner on the opposite, the ends of the other two walls. It's opposite the southern end of the eastern wall and the western end of the northern wall on the opposite corner, directly, diagonally across from the angle where the two walls meet. So that way, that looks like it's defining a square. So that's what makes it more of a stima. That's the kipshat that the Rishayim Amavur, like the Maram. And the Rishayim, the Rabbanim L'chamis, they have a fakir dipshat. The Sam Rishayim learned that fakir. The Keneged HaYetzeh means the opposite corner, not touching either of the walls. Fakir, if the walls, like we said, are east and north, so the Keneged HaYetzeh means the southwestern corner, the fourth corner of the sukkah, the further away from the ends of both walls. And Keneged Reish Tar is what Harashi learned Keneged HaYetzeh, that's actually touching the wall. It's like touching the eastern wall on the southern side, or touching the northern wall on the western side to be a hemshech at a third wall. Al kabbalim, that's a machlokes Rav with Rav Kahn and Rav Asi. Those are the first two sheetas. The third sheet is Rav Simon Vitaim Rav Shuv and Levi that says that you make a tefach sechik, you have to have slightly more than a tefach, and you put it within three tvachim of the wall, and through lavad it becomes four tvachim. Because you really need four tvachim, at least when you have lavad, you're going to end up with four tvachim. Rashi says you need four tvachim in order that it should be rave of the daifin. It's not good enough to have just a tefach. You have to put the tefach ba'ifin that you'll have rave of the daifin. That's why you have to make it a little bit more, because if you have exactly a tefach, if you put it within three tvachim, it won't be four tvachim. So therefore you have a little bit more than a tefach, so you could stick it a little bit within the three tvachim, a tefach seichik, and mela, you'll have four tvachim. The Rishayim asked the Ridva that Reva the Daifin doesn't need four tvachim. Reva the Daifin already, anything more than three and a half tvachim is good. So even if you have a tefach mitzumtzum, you can put the tefach right within the three tvachim and still have more than three and a half tvachim. You'll have four tvachim chasa mashu, which is also Reva the Daifin. So the Ridva says in Rashi, Ruba de Minker be'inon. You need more than Reva, you need a Ruba de Minker. The Ritva himself says, and this is what the Ran says, it has nothing to do with Rav Dafin, four tfachim is a sheikh hashivas. Four tfachim is a hashivas. Dalet tfachim is chashiv b'chal makim, that's a sheikh mechitza, that's a sheikh makim. You need dalet tfachim. That's why you need a tefach seichik in order to get dalet tfachim. That's the third sheet in the Gemara. Then the Gemara digresses a little bit to a sukkah asikim avi. This is all by a sukkah asikim in gam, two walls that are together in a right angle. A sukkah kamavi, two walls that are opposite each other, parallel to each other. Then the shaila is, what do you do with the tefach in that case? Rav Yehuda says that you can put the tefach wherever you want. But Rav Simon and Vitei Rav Shuman Levi say that no, you need a pas of four tefachim, and you have to put the pas of four tefachim within three tefachim of the daifin. That way you'll have seven tefachim. The Ran earlier on the Gemara, earlier that brought by the Gemara of Yom De Sukkah Tefach, and the Chum say, no, you need Shtayim Kolchas on a Shlish Tefilo Tefach, the Gemara Naftal and Medbeis. There the Ran says, they're arguing about what does it mean Kehilchasan? What does it mean Shtayim Kehilchasan or Shlish Tefilo Tefach? What's Kehilchasan? Rav Yehuda says, as long as it's walls that are correct size, that's called Kehilchasan. There's no din Kehilchasan in how the configuration of the wall. So if you have the two walls come in Mavli, that's also Shtayim Kehilchasan. So there you would only need a shlishas afilo tefach. A tefach is good enough. And you can put it any way you want. Here there's no shayla of keneged ayetze or keneged reish tari because either side has both milas. And Rav Simon, Vitei Meshu Malevi hold that, no, that's not called shtayim kelchasan. In order to be called shtayim kelchasan, you need they should be arivan. You need they should be connected and in the right angle. If they're not connected in the right angle, they're not Shtayim Kehilchasan. If they're not Shtayim Kehilchasan, so there's no Din Shlishas Afilo Tefach. So Tefach wouldn't work. So mainly you need a Shev Zayin Tefachim. Because without two Mechitzas Arivan, you don't have the Kulu Bechlal of Shlishas Afilo Tefach. So you need the Shev Mechitza, which is a Shev Mechitza of Zayin Tefachim. So mainly if you have a Pas Dalid, you put it within three Tefachim of the wall, that's Zayin Tvachim, so you have a Shem Mechitz of Zayin Tvachim. That's how the Ran learns up the Machlaikis. Then the Gemara brings Shittas Rava. There are three Lashaynis in Rava, and there's a Shtikal Machlaikis Rishaynim, how to learn up the three Lashaynis, like we'll explain. Rava's first Lashin is, Ve'enin Iteris Ela Betzuris HaPesach. The second Lashin is, Ve'enin Nami Betzuris HaPesach. And the third Lashin is, Tzricha Nami Betzuris HaPesach. The first lashon is it only works with the tzuras of Pesach. The second lashon is it could also work with the tzuras of Pesach. In other words, it could work without the tzuras of Pesach, but it could also work with the tzuras of Pesach. And the third lashon is the tzricha nami tzuras of Pesach means you need this plus the tzuras of Pesach. So Rashi says the following. Rashi says the any nitaris el b'tzuras of Pesach means that you take the tefach and you need a tefach and that tefach kufa should be a tzuras of Pesach. In other words, you take a tefach, you split it up, you have a half a tefach on each side, and you make a kana al gabeim, so that tefach becomes a tzuras of Pesach, and that's how it works. So it's a fourth shita. We have keneged ayetze, we have keneged reish tar, we have Reb Simon, a tefach seichik that you put pavachs megimel samach adayfin, and we have Ravin, the first lashon is a totally fourth shita, that you take the tefach, and you make it into a tzuras of Pesach, and that's how the tefach works. The next tulashayin is according to Rashi, are going on Reb Simon. Now really, what's the answer to Eisa Tefach Echem Amidai, Rabbi Simon? V'tayim Reb Shuvan Levi. They have a Tefach Seichik, you put it within three Tefachim of the wall. So you have four Tefachim. But the two Lashaynis go like this. The first Lashon says you could either do that, or V'niteres Nami B'tzuris HaPesach. You could forget about having a Tefach altogether, and just make a Tzuris HaPesach. You have, if you want to use a Tefach, so then do like Reb Simon Reb Shuvan Levi. Make a tefach seichik, put it within three tefachim of the wall. If you want, you could forget about a tefach altogether. You could just make a tzuris of Pesach, and it's fine. And the lashon of utzrichanami tzuris of Pesach is that you have to do both. You have to do like Reb Simon v'tayim b'shul b'levi, get a tefach seichik, put it within three tefachim of the wall, have four tefachim of ayman, and besides for that, have a tzuris of Pesach till the end of the wall. That's a shittas Rashi. The Ritva says like this, similar, but he says like this. He says, all three Lashaynis are going on Reb Simon and Reb Shuvan Levi. The first Lashon doesn't hold of it. The first Lashon says that the Eini Teresel of Betzuris HaPesach means, Avadi, you need a Tefach. But there's no din of a tefach seichik pachas megimel tefachim. Forget, the din is to have a tefach plus a tzuris of Pesach. And that's very similar to Rashi, because just Rashi says that you take the tefach gufa and make it into a tzuris of Pesach, half a tefach here, half a tefach there. And the Ritva says, no, you put the tefach keneged ha-yotzei, and you also have a tzuris of Pesach. I think Rashi would probably mask him, but that would be good. As long as you have a tefach, it's just being makel, you don't need a full tefach in one place. You could split up the tefach into the tzuris of Pesach. Vanim, that's the Ritva's first lashon. The second lashon in Rava, that he says, v'niteres nami b'tzuris of Pesach. So here the Ritva is different than Rashi, because he says, right, we're going on Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Levi, and if you want, you could take a tefach seichik, put it pachas migimul tvachim, and then that will be good enough without a tzuris of Pesach. Or, if you want, you could take a tefach and put it anywhere else and have a tzuris of Pesach. In other words, you're going on the tefach, either you could do a Rabbi Shimon Levi, or you could have a tefach, keneged ha-yotzei, plus a tzuris of Pesach. So that's a little different than Rashi, because Rashi says that if you're having a tzuris of Pesach, you don't need a tefach altogether. And the Rav says, no, if I didn't need a tefach, with the Raisi, you need a tefach. Now, this extra chumra, that you need a tefach seichik, parchas mishleisha samach adayfin, that if you have a tzuris of Pesach, that chumra you don't need. You can put the tefach wherever you want and have a tzuris of Pesach. And then you have the third lashon, utzricha nami tzuris of Pesach, the Rav learns exactly like Rashi, that you need the tefach seichik, parchas megimel samach adayfin, plus a tzuris of Pesach. All three Lashain is going on Rabbi Shimon Levi, either arguing and saying, no, that you don't need a Tefach Seichik, you need a Tzuris HaPesach, and a Tzuris HaPesach is good enough with a Tefach, without a Tefach Seichik, Pachas Megil Moshal Samach Adayfin, first Lashon. Second Lashon is you have one of two choices. You can make the Tefach a Tefach Seichik, Pachas Megil Moshal Samach Adayfin, or you can make a Tefach with a Tzuris HaPesach. And the third Lashon is you need both. You need a Tefach, Pachas Megil Moshal Samach Adayfin, plus a Tzuris HaPesach. And that Lashon, the Rashi and Dvar are exactly the same, and that's the Lashon that we Paskin like. Now, there's a Shailan the Rishaynim, a Machlekes Rishaynim, if the din that you need a Tzuris of Pesach, according to Rav, is a Dafka by a Sukkah Asa Kemin Gam, with there all you need is a Tefach Seichik, which you put Pachas Megimel Samuch Adayfin, and some Amelie, you also need a Tzuris of Pesach to make up the rest of the wall. But what about a Sukkah Asa Kemin Mavli? The Sukkah that's made Kemin Mavli, with there, the halacha is that you need a pas dalin, and you put a pachas megimel samach adayfin, so you have a zayin tefachim. Do you need a tzuris of Pesach there also? Is it din of Rava going on that case also? Is a diik, you're trying to make the diik, that since Rava said it after the din of Asa Kamavli, the Gemara didn't put it before the din of Sukkah Asa Kamavli, vice is because the din of tzuris of Pesach is going back on the whole sugya. But the Ran is matcha the diik. He says that the Gemara first asked Sukkah Asa Kamavli, to claim, is there halacha of tefach by the din of Sukkah Asa Kamavli? Is there halacha of tefach there? It's Rav Yehuda holds. And Rav Simai, Vitei Mishmul Levi holds it, b'chal no halacha of tefach there. The halacha is you need dal tefachim, you need zayin tefachim. The din of Tzuris HaPesach, though, is only when you have a tefach. When you makshu alidei tefach, then you need a Tzuris HaPesach. When you makshu alidei dal tefachim, which is zayin tefachim, you don't need a Tzuris HaPesach. That's what they name on in Svar. But the Rambam's mefurish that you need a Tzuris HaPesach, even Mechai Gavna, of the Sukkah Asa Kamavli. It says Mefurish Rambam. And the Rosh Krata wants him medayik that from the Rif also. If either way the Rosh understands the Rif, he's medayik from there that by Sukkah Asa Kamavli you also need a Tzuris HaPesach. And the Ran says that even the Das Rambam that you need a Tzuris HaPesach also by Sukkah Asa Kamavli, that's only because you only have Dalet Tfachim. If you have seven Tfachim, so you don't need a Tzuris HaPesach because you have a regular Mechitza. What do you need a Tzuris HaPesach for? And that's also the Mashmais of the Mashmais of the Ramais and Simon Tafrei Shlamin, that even if it's far away from the other wall, even if all you have two walls come in Mavli, and you have, and they're 10 Amos away from each other, and you have a Paz Dalad, so then you would need a Tzuris HaPesach, but if you have a Zayin Tfachim, even if the middle wall is only 7 Tfachim, so you have a huge space, a Paritz Merubah, that's between that wall and the other wall, you don't need a Tzuris HaPesach, even L'das HaRamba. As I look at the state in the Ramah, that's Mefurish also in the Chazinish and in the Aruch HaShulchan. So the din is only because, since it's only a wall on your day, love it, it's not so much of a stima, so merely you have to help it out with the Tzuris HaPesach. Mashen Kenef would be If it would be a full seven tefachim, then you wouldn't need a tzuris of Pesach. And Shulchan Aruch brings down both days. If you need a tzuris of Pesach b'chai gavna, that you have the pas dalad by the sukkah asa kamavli, and the Mishabura says achreinim say to be machmer, like the day that you do need a tzuris of Pesach. Now, there's also a machlokes rishonim going back to a sukkah kamin gam, which we pass when you need a tefach seichik, which you put parches megil musam l'chadeifin, and a tzuris of Pesach. That Rashi says that the tzuris of Pesach is atzeif al pnei kol adeifin. And the tzuris of Pesach is al pnei kol adeifin. That's the lashon of Rashi. And the Ritva, and also the Gais Maimini in Hilchas Sukkah Perek Daladeis Gimel, they say that Rashi's mashma, that it's not good enough to have the tzuris of Pesach just for Zayin Tvachim. The tzuris of Pesach has to be till the end of the wall. And the tzuris of Pesach can only be matter as long as it is. And you can't be matter the sukkah beyond the tzuris of Pesach. In order to be matter the entire sukkah, the tzuris of Pesach will have to go the entire length of the wall. So the Ritva and the Gais Maimonides, mamish the same shtickle, they bring Tosfos that asks the kasha, if you have a tzuris of Pesach, so what's wrong? What do you need a tefach seichik for? If you have a tzuris of Pesach for the entire wall, a tzuris of Pesach is a mechitza gemura. Why shouldn't that work on its own? So they learned that no, that we're talking about that the tzuris of Pesach is dafka till the end of seven tefachim. That's all. And that's good enough to makshe the entire wall. But Rashi, like we said, is mashmi, need that the tzuris of Pesach should be in the whole wall. The Rosh is also mavur that way, because the Rosh has a shayla on the Rif. Later in the sugya, the Gemara brings down the din of migad avadeifin l'inyan sukkah avadeifin l'inyan Shabbos. So the Gemara says that you have shtayim kilchus and a shlisha filo tefach, that works to carry on Shabbos also. Migad avadeifin l'inyan sukkah avadeifin l'inyan Shabbos. And the Gemara brings down another two memers about the migli. The migad the other way, that if you put schach on a mavi sheesh per lechi, or you have schach on pasi b'rois, you say migad avadeifin l'inyan Shabbos, avadeifin l'inyan sukkah. So the Rif brings down those two memers of Migad Avadeifin Linyan Shabbos, Avadeifin Linyan Sukkah, but the Rif doesn't bring down the memer of Rabba that V'chein Linyan Shabbos, that Migad Avadeifin Linyan Sukkah, Avadeifin Linyan Shabbos, that if you have Shtayin Kilchus and a Shlish Afilo Tefach, that would work for Shabbos also. The Rif leaves out that memer. Rishonim are bothered by it. Some Rishonim learn because the Rif holds that you can't carry Midarabanan because of the Migli. It's only a din legabe that it's a shusayach de raisa that is erik l'seichei chayef, but you wouldn't be able to carry me there abundant. That's a summary shaymlim. The Rosh says that the reason why the Rif didn't bring it down was because the Rif held that maimer only goes like the man the Amar, that you don't need it tzuris of Pesach. So then it's a chinish that by Sukkah it's good, shtayim kolchus nashisha filo tefach, but by Shabbos it's no good because by Shabbos you need more than a tefach, you need three mechitzas shleimus. Mashiach the man the Yom that says that you need a tzuris of Pesach, so by Shabbos it's also good. There's no point in the migli. You have three mechitzas. By Shabbos it's also good. That's what the Rosh says. Now, if the Rosh would hold that all you need is a tzuris of Pesach for the Zayin Tvachim, avada by Shabbos you need the full mechitza. Zayin Tvachim is not enough for Shabbos. So vice versa, the Rosh held that the tzuris of Pesach was the whole sign. The Rosh agav is medayik from that riff that the riff holds like the Rambam. That by a sukkah also come in mavli, you also need a tzuris of Pesach. The Rosh held in Svar you wouldn't. But he says, if by a sukkah also come in mavli, you don't need a tzuris of Pesach, so it's negei and migli by the sukkah come in mavli, because then you have two mechitzas, and you only have a pas dal, you only have zayin tefachim. Havana doesn't help the Shabbos, so you need a migli for that case. So he says, vayis the Rif held in that case also, a tzuris of Pesach, you need a tzuris of Pesach. Al Kapanim for the Rosh is Mavur that you need a Tzuris of Pesach for the whole site. Chazanish also, Chazanish is in Ilchas Erevin and Simon Ayin Hay, there he brings down all these dinim of Sukkah. He's also Medayik from the Ran, that he holds that the Ran is also Mavur, that you need a Tzuris of Pesach for the whole site. So what do you do with this Tzuris Kasha that if you have a Tzuris of Pesach for the whole site, Tzuris of Pesach is Mamish and Mechitza? What's wrong with the Tzuris of Pesach? Why would you need a Tefach Seichik altogether? So the Ran says a Tzuris. The Ran says that the reason why Tzuris of Pesach, the Ram Mamish tells on this kasha. So that also is a diak that the Ram held that the Tzuris of Pesach is good enough, even if the Tzuris of Pesach can need the whole side. And the Ram says, no, so you see, Klai, Tzuris of Pesach only works on the third side, and only Betzir for Tefach, on this other two sides it doesn't work at all. So you tell Suda Gemara earlier, the Gemara says, Lagabi, by a good asik, that an Amud doesn't work because you need Mechitzas Nikaris. So the Ram, by Sukh, you need Mechitzas Nikaris. We explained it there. By sukkah, it's not good enough to have a halachic mechitza, a halachic separation. You need a daifin, you need the structure of the mechitza. So mele, tzuris ha-pesach, taka is a mechitza, it's a halachic mechitza, it's called separate, it's chaylik derishus. But it's not the structure, it's not a daifin, it's not mechitzas nikaris. That's why even the third side we have at tzuris ha-pesach, you need a tafach along with it. Bamis and Taisus come out says it already. Taisus asks the kasha, how could, on the lashon of Rava, that you need that the v'enid teres el the el b'tzuris ha-pesach, that Rashi learns that you take the tefach and make it into tzuris ha-pesach. Taisus asks the kasha, and everything we don't find the shi of tzuris ha-pesach. You don't need a tefach. You just need a kana mashu, kana mikan, kana al gabayin. So Taisus says, gabi sukkah chmir debinach mechitzas nikaris. In other words, tzuris ha-pesach doesn't help by sukkah. If you're going to say that the tzuris ha-pesach was only on the third side for zayin tefachim. So maybe the pshat is you need the tefach because the tzuris ha-pesach with zayin tefachim alone is not a mechitza for the whole thing. You need the tefach. And granted, yechumra, you also need the tzuris ha-pesach. Sounds also fantastic that the tzuris ha-pesach was the whole side. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, he doesn't bring, I mean, he didn't have the Ritva that brought this machlokes Rashi and Taisus, because this Ritva wasn't print. This Ritva wasn't in the old print. But Lachayr should have had the Agayis Maimini. Lamaisa, he doesn't bring any Rishain in that whole, that the Tzuris HaPesach has to be the whole side. He brings, he says him that the Tzuris HaPesach of Kamin Gam only is for Zayin Tfachim, and he brings that from the Levush Esrad, and he writes in the Sharetzion that the Levush Takol is not the way. The Levush says that the Tzuris HaPesach has to be for the whole side. But he argues on the Levush, and he has a kasha on the Levush that there's a din of Pesel Yetzim and Asukah needing Kesukah. It's a Gemara later in the Afyutasim, a first Gemara, that if you have a Sukah with you have the third side is not as long as the first side. And the entire sukkah connected the first side, if one wall is longer than the other, the entire sukkah connected the longer wall is all kasher, because it's pesel yetzim in a sukkah nidin kasukkah. How can you have a havim in a that you need the tzuris ha-pesach more than seven tefachim? L'chaira, the whole sukkah has to be kasher. It's pesel yetzim in a sukkah nidin kasukkah. But ka'amar, the Ritva and the guys Maimini on Mavur that they learned the Brashi and it's come out Mavurish and Rashi up in Ekal Adayfin that they learned the Brashi that Yitak Zayin Tvachim is not enough, it's the whole sign. And like we said, they have a Klor Dig from the Rush that way and the Chazanish is Medayik that way from the Ran. And the Chazanish has a Teretz to his Kasha that from Pesel Yetzim Nesukh is Dafk when you have a Dayfin Sholim. When you have a Dayfin Sholim, then it's Chal Hashem Sukkah, then a Pesel Yetzim Nesukh. Mashiach, when all you have is a Tzuris HaPesach. It's Nishkin Daifin Shalom. It's a male that only works if you have the Tzuris HaPesach on the entire side. You don't say Psal Yetzim Nesukah if the Sukkah of the Zayin Tfachim is only Al Yidei Tzuris HaPesach. Say Daifin Zagin. Add a Shtikla Ar on the Mishnah Berurah that Lechura, the Rishainim that say that even by Kenegan Mavi you need the Tzuris HaPesach, then you can't say the Tzuris HaPesach is only Zayin Tfachim because the Pesach is already Zayin Tfachim. Lachar, it's pashat that yenet tzuris ha-pesach, you need for the entire length of the sukkah. What else are you going to say? So, enachinami, be'etzim it could be mechalik. In svar, it could be mechalik. You could say that by a sukkah, also come in gam, where there you don't need so much. So there, tzuris ha-pesach of seven tvachim is good enough, and the rest is kashal, special yetzim in a sukkah, needn kasukkah, because you sukkah have the three sides till the seven tvachim. Mashenke in a sukkah, also come in mavli. Yeah, if you don't have a tzuris ha-pesach through the whole side, the bechal doesn't connect. You don't have anything. You don't have three mechitzas altogether anywhere, because the length with the tzuris ha-pesach that's zayin tefachim is only two mechitzas. You don't have three mechitzas anywhere, so you need a tzuris ha-pesach to connect it to make it three mechitzas altogether. Avadi, it could be mechalik, but the problem is the makar that you need a tzuris ha-pesach is Rava. Rava said only one meimer with tzrichanami tzuris ha-pesach. L'chay will come out dochuk l'fi the shita that says that you need that the tzuris ha-pesach by kimin gan is only to mashlim the seven tefachim and the same name of a tzrichanami tzuris ha-pesach when it's kimin mavi needs a tzuris ha-pesach for the whole sign. Come out a shtigl dochuk v'yesh li'ashiv v'basi rak l'oyer. Now, looking at the sugya b'cholius, there are three halachas in the sugya. Three separate halachas which you could declare if this halacha is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabban. Then we mazbir this. Three halachas. One halacha is this din that the tefach needs dinim. The mashal, that the tefach has to be dafka tefach seichik that you put within three tefachim of the wall. And you really essentially have four tefachim. Or that you need a tzuris pasuk with the tefach. In other words, a tefach alone, wherever you put it, doesn't work. You need to put a tefach seichik within three tefachim and tzuris pasuk. Is that a din deraisa or a din derabana? That's one thing you could clear. The second thing you could clear is this din that by sukkah asukim in mavui, that it doesn't help a tefach, you need a pas dalad, you need a zayin tefachim, most you could clear is that deraisa or derabana. And the third thing you could clear is what's implied in the sugya, that a tzuris pasuk alone doesn't work. You need the tzuris pasuk with the tefach. That the tzuris pasuk doesn't work by sukkah, alaf it works by Shabbos, is that a din deraisa or a din derabanan? These are three dinim. All three of them you could clear if it's deraisa or derabanan. So, legabi the first one, legabi the fact that you need a tefach seichik, Taisus mefurish and avzayin and mebeis says mefurish that din is a din derabanan. I mean, deraisa you could put, yeah, all you need is a tefach, you could put the tefach anywhere. This din that the Gemara says that you need a tefach seichik, and you put the tefach seichik, pachas megimel tefachim, away from the wall, that's a din, it's a din derabanan. Lefi Taisus, lechayr, hu a din, the din of tzuras ha-pesach, is a din derabanan. As I'm a first state in the Bach, in Siman Tav Reish Lamed, that the din that you need a tzuras ha-pesach is a din derabanan. Me deraisa, the din is like it says in the Braisa, shtayin kelchus and ashish afilo tefach, and put the tefach wherever you want. The whole sugya of Aisha tefach hechem amidai is a shayla midarabanan. They wanted more than the tefach. Somehow the Gemara knew that the midarabanan wanted more than the tefach. That's what they wanted. Is it good enough keneged ayitze? Do you need a dafka keneged reish tayr? Do you need a dafka keneged ayitze? Or do you need fakait? Do you need a tefach that's that a tefach seichik pachs migimel to make a dalat tefachim? Do you need a tzuris pesach? The three l'shein serava. All these are shaylas in the rabbanan. And the Mishkei Rav, on the Chidushim he has on Kiddush HaChodesh, Yom and Sukkah, he wants to say that it's the Raisa. He wants to say it's the Raisa. Now, L'chayr, it's very shrewd to say it's the Raisa, because how could you say me the Raisa? You need that it should be a Tefach Seichik and Pachas Megil Mosamach L'Daifin. This is what he's bothered with. L'chayr, it means you need Dalat Vachim. But it's a Shir Tefach. If it's a Shir Tefach, so why do you have to turn this Tefach into Dalat Vachim? If it's a Shir Dalat Vachim, you say Dalat Vachim. It should say Shtayim Kochson, or Shlishis is Dalat Vach. Once in Pshat, you have a Shir Tefach, and you have to put the Tefach, it has to be a Tefach Seichik, and you have to put a Bachas Megimel. Okay, it's not a Tefach, it's Dalat Vach. Al Derech Zeh, it's a Bissel Moshe, but the Tzuris HaPesach. Mimanushach, if the Tzuris HaPesach works, so it should work without the Tefach. And if the Tzuris HaPesach doesn't work, so who state that din, that you need the Tzuris HaPesach together with the Tefach? It's very shvet to learn this deraisa. The Nebiski Rav says a geshmak avot. He says there's two dinim in the mechitzas of sukkah. One is that you need a daifin, like the Ran says, like we spoke about the Ran earlier, and we spoke about it in the Afdalad. That's why, that's why Gudasik doesn't work. That's why Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work. You need a structure. You need a daifin, like we spoke. You don't find the word daifin Linyan Shabbos and Erevin altogether. You never find the word daifin. You only find the word mechitza. Sukkah, you need the sukkah's the right, you need the daifin. But besides for the din daifin, you have to be seisim the ruach shlishis. You need a din, what I would call a din mechitza. He says you have to be seisim the ruach shlishis. So the din daifin is avada only a tefach. That's a din. Shtayim kelchasan shuza fil tefach. That's all you need for the structure of the sukkah. For that, lava doesn't work, and tzuris pesach doesn't work. You need a papayel, you need a solid daifin. Tzuris pesach and lava would work to make the din daifin. But besides for the din daifin, also the ruach shlishis has to be considered sasim. There has to be a stima on the ruach shlishis. And that, the Gemara says, doesn't help with the tefach. According to the pshat, keneged ayetzeh, keneged reish tar, so the tefach alone could do it. If you put a keneged ayetzeh, you put a keneged reish tar, that itself, the tefach alone, can make a stima on the ruach shlishis. But according to Absimon, no, you need a stima of four tefachim in order to be called that the ruach shlishis is sasim. A Rav Daifin or a Sheikh Chashev, like we spoke. You need the stima of four tefachim. Otherwise, Einachinami, you have your tefach to be the daifin, but the Ruach Shlishis is parts. You have nothing on the Ruach Shlishis except for the tefach. That's not called the stima b'chlal on the Ruach Shlishis. If you have four tefachim, then you have a stima. But the four tefachim doesn't have to be a solid four tefachim, because mitzad the hilchas daifin, a tefach is good enough. The four tefachim is only, could be done on a day lovin'. And Rav was saying, either the pshat is that you need a tzuris of Pesach to make the stima, or the pshat is either a tzuris of Pesach or the din of a four tefachim al yidei lavad can make the stima, or the pshat is you need both. You need a tzuris of Pesach doesn't make a stima, zish kenug to make a stima. You need four tefachim that's considered ayman al tzlavad, and you need a tzuris of Pesach for the rest in order for it to be called sasim. So if you're the Rav, you could say the Rav seems to want to learn that this din stima is a din deraisa. When there's two dinim, the tefach is mitzad hilchas daifin, and the din of tefach seichik parkas migimel, and the din of teres pesach, that's mitzad the fact that it has to be sasim. I got a saw in the Prima Gadim says a nusach, and the Mishnah Berurah is matik it, that the din of teres pesach is a din derabbanan, but the din of tefach seichik, that's a din deraisa. Now, I'm not sure if it's Dafki brings it from the Bach. The Bach doesn't say that. The Bach says that Tzuris HaPesach is Derabbanan. Din that you need a Tefach and a Mashu is not good, that's a Din Deraisa. That's Pashit. But then you could say that the Din that you have to make the Tefach a Tefach Seichik and Mimamed at Pachas Megim Mosham HaChadayf, it's also a Din Derabbanan. Like Taisa says, Mefurish. But I don't know if the Prima Gadim means that the Din of Tzuris HaPesach is a Din Derabbanan, but the Din of a Tefach Seichik that you Mimamed at Pachas Megim Shloish Shaladeif, and that din is a din deraisa. And come out of middle shita, that, like we said, Taisus holds the din of Tefach Seichik is a din derabbanan. And Chayr, who would din the din of Tzuris HaPesach? Everything is derabbanan. And the Rav has a shtickle to say that everything is deraisa. I'm wondering if the Prima Gadim is trying to mechalap between the din of Tefach Seichik, which the din of Tefach Seichik that you maim with Pachas Mishloisha, that's a din deraisa, but the din of Tzuris HaPesach is a din derabbanan. All this is by a sukkah kamin gam. By a sukkah kamin mavui, the mashmaish of the Ran is that that's dam. There is no din of shlishis hafil tefach by a sukkah kamin mavui. The sukkah, the ikka lochal meshe misina is shnaim kehilchasan a shlishis hafil tefach. And according to Rav Yehuda, the shnaim kehilchasan is even when it's kamin mavui. Zeh keneged zeh. But according to Rav Sima, Vitei Meshum Levi, you need a rivon. You need that the two mechitzas should be connected together as a right angle. Without a rivon, there's Bechlal no din of Shtayim Kilchasan. The Ran Grana says that when you have a sukkah, you can't make the psachim in the corners. You can't make the entranceways, the openings of the sukkah in the corners, because you won't have Shtayim Erivan. If you don't have one corner that's like a right angle, then it's not Shtayim Erivan. Even Tzuris HaPesach doesn't help for that, because Tzuris HaPesach, like he says, is not a daifin of the sukkah. You need dafki solid walls, or al-kapanim lovad, to make it Erivan. But that din you can learn is the din deraisa. Even if you learn everything here is derabbanan, the din of tefach seich is derabbanan, the din of tzuris hapesach is derabbanan. But that's also when you have shnayim that's a rivon. When you don't have shnayim that's a rivon, there's bechlal no din of shlishis afilu tefach. So the din that you need zayin tefachim, that you have to have a pas dalad or mashu to put a pachas megimel, that's a din deraisa. But the svasemes learns that even that din is a din derabbanan. I mean, deraisa, as long as you have two full mechitzas, all you need is a tefach. The din that you need a pas mashu is a din deraisa, but the gemara is being the din derabbanan. The gemara is being mechalik that the gemara is mashman away. So the gemara makes the tzriach. The gemara says maishna that here you need a tefach seichik and here you need a pas dalad. Because here you have state finest kilchasan, so it's good enough a tefach seichik. Here we have you don't have state finest kilchasan, so merely you need a pas dalad. He says mashma the din of pas dalad is the same din of tefach seichik. Just like Tefach Seichel, Taisus holds as Derabbanan, it's just the Chomer min Derabbanan, so the din of Pas Dalad, when you don't have Shtei Mechitzis Derivan, it's also a din Derabbanan. That's what Svasemis learns. He said, the Mashmai Yisrael is that din is Zichad Deraisa. And then we have a third din with Shtei in the Sugya, which is a Shtei if it says it in the Sugya. That Tzuris HaPesach doesn't work, you need Dafka Mechitzis. Because like we said, the Taisus that the Ritva brings down, the guy Smaimini brings down, that holds, that the Tzuris HaPesach only has to be up to 7 Tfachim, and they bring a Raya, because if you have a Tzuris HaPesach, the whole wall, so you have a Mechitza Gemur, so what's wrong? That Mashma, they hold, there's no such din. Avad the Tzuris HaPesach works by Sukkah like it works by anything else. The only reason why you need the Tefach together with the Tzuris HaPesach is because you don't have the Tzuris HaPesach on the whole Daifin. You just have the Tzuris HaPesach up to Zayin Tfachim. So there, we only have a Tzuris HaPesach up to Zayin Tfachim, then only works but see if they have a Tefach. So that Mashman, that Tzuris HaPesach works by Sukkah, even in Derabbanan. The Rosh, by the Sugya of Pesel Yetzim and HaSukkah, he's Mefuris that Tzuris HaPesach does not work by Sukkah. And he says, and the Rosh will go L'shitasa, because the Rosh, we were Medayik from the Rosh, that he holds that the Tzuris HaPesach, that Rava says the Tzuris HaPesach on the whole Daifin. and still only works on the third daifin and only together with the tefach. But the Rosh is mefurish there that din that Tzuris HaPes doesn't work is a din derabanan. First Rosh, later in the perek, by Daf Yates, the Rosh is in Siman Lam and Dalet. He says, "V'kevin avli Tzuris HaPes, v'ayin sesagi lebahachi, dekol makam Tzuris HaPes chashu mechitza, v'ayboi tefach soichak el mir rabanan." First in the Rosh, this din that Tzuris HaPes doesn't work is a din derabanan. But the Rani is a shtickle mashmas deraisa. Because the Rani stalls through the din of mechitzas nikares, Maganasik, which also is mashmut to me, that's the raisa. But anachanami, it's not muchich. Could be the Ran holds that this whole din that you need mechitzas nikaris, and these things don't work, is also din derabanan. I mean, the raisa, the gedarim, and mechitzas by sukkah also would be good enough if it has a din mechitzas legab b'shamas. But the Briski Rav is mashmi lint that b'yan adim was also a din deraisa. It's mashmi nems on the lochalish misini of the shia of sukkah, shtain kilchas and shishafil tefach. Those dinim is like we spoke out. Those din is a din of a daifin. Those din is that has to be mamish salad. Has to be part of the structure. Even me the raisa wouldn't work to be a tzuris of Pesach. And now let's see the Gemara Vaita. The Gemara says, Amar Rava v'chein l'Shabbos. That Rava says, it's really here, says Rabba, that on Shabbos also, shtayim kilchus on shish v'l'tefach would work. Migad avadayflin yin sukkah avadayflin yin Shabbos. And Rashi says that even though by Shabbos you need three mechitzas, but if it's Shabbos and Sukkot, so then since it's a mechitza legabe Sukkah, so it becomes a mechitza legabe Shabbos also. So by Asakasha, the Braisa says, Daifin Sukkah ka Daifin Shabbos, that the same din of Daifin Sukkah is Daifin Shabbos, that it works even if you don't have a full Daifin, but you have to come on to Lavud, and then the Braisa says, Visevi Shabbos on Sukkah, Shabbos Muhammad in Sukkah. Shabbos any teres l'ba'imin mubal aparts, meshegim b'sukkah. Shabbos only works if have imin mubal aparts, and sukkah works even that imin mubal aparts. The Gemara says, my love, even if it's on sukkahs, Shabbos the sukkah still Shabbos is muhammad. Don't say migud. The Gemara says, no, Shabbos the alma muhammad and Shabbos the sukkah. Shabbos the sukkah be mutter because of the migud have a deifel in sukkah, and Shabbos the alma then you need imin mubal aparts. That's the Gemara. So Rashi says, Lagabi the din of parts meruba that works by sukkah, Rashi says it's lashin. Rashi says the sagile b'shtayim kehilchason u'shlishes afilu tefach v'afilu oil epsachem b'shteyet fanas echad eshtayim d'chi mitzterafeslu b'had eshtayim aprutzes havli parts meruba sharia. It's good enough if you have shtayim kehilchason u'shlishes afilu tefach, even if those shtayim has psachim and you mitzaref, if you combine the sheer pirtza in the two together with the other two walls, the two open walls, it ends up that becholius, you have parts mubah, that's mutter. So the achreinim ha-medayik, the tanz and the bach and simon tafresh lamed, that avanda, each wall itself has to be ayman mubah. The shtayin kilchas only work if they're ayman mubah. That was saying that sukkah is mutter when it's parts mubah la'ayman means that when you take the whole hekif together and you count the entire hekif between the two open walls and the psachim that are in the other two walls, b'tzir, if it ends the parts ruba, that's good by sukkah. But the two walls, kilchas and avada, have to be ayman ruba. The Mamas is mefurish and Rashi right before that, that says that the kanim have to be within three tvachim of each other. And Rashi says, v'davka mekayim esayr b'davli parts ruba la'ayman. So you see, Clark, there's a psul of parts mubalayimid by sukkah. The Teretz is, each individual mechitza of the two mechitzas, they need kilchas and avadani naimin ruba. That was saying that by sukkah, it's good enough if it's parts ruba is in the whole heck of bechloli. The Rosh also says it, and this is the psak of the Taz and the Bach and the Achreinim, that the only way parts ruba works is if at least the first two mechitzas on their own are Ayman Mubah. It's only Betzir, if the whole heck of Bechlole that makes it parts Mubah, that's what works by Sukkah. Comes out of Bechidish, that by Shabbos that won't work. That by Shabbos is a din that you need, that the heck of Bechlole has to be Ayman Mubah. By Shabbos, all you need is three mechitzas, and you just need to be a lechi, two lechis on the other side, but it will come out that if the three mechitzas have psachim ba'ifin, that if you mitzaref it to the open side, it's going to end up to be paritz meruba, so that's possible by Shabbos. Even though each one of your mechitzas are ayman meruba, but if you mitzaref with the open side, it comes to be paritz meruba, that's possible, because Shabbos, you need a hekif. And that's the parts merubah by Shabbos that were being matter by Sukkah. That's what comes out. Lefi the Achreinim, the Taz and the Bach, the Medak this way from the Rashi and the Rosh. The Ma'aseh are Rishayim that argue that Beis Yosef brings Rabbeinu Yeruchim that brings from his Rebbe, Rabbeinu Avraham ben Ismael, that holds that no, that each daifin of the Sukkah could be parts merubah. It's also a Magid Mishnah. He learns in the Rambam Musa that it's only the third daifin. It's only Betziruf, Mamish like we're saying in Rashi. The Rambam's a little bit sasim. The Rambam's a little bit more mashman. Each daifin could be parts merubah. Akapana, that's mafurish in the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Mishem, Ravan, Ben Ismol, that each daifin could be parts merubah. Chazanish is also medayik that way from the Ran. Akapana, lefi that pshat, so you're going to have to say that the pshat is that the reason why it says early in the Braisa that the Kanim have to be within three tefachim of each other, that's to make an oimen of Zayin. That's what Ben Avraham Ben Ismol says. You need an oimen of Zayin. Once you have an oimen of Zayin, then it's good, even if you have parts merubah. But without an oimen of Zayin, you can only have an oimen of Zayin if you taka have the kanim within three tefachim of each other, they love it. Otherwise, you don't have an oimen of Zayin, so you don't have a shir hachshasuk, you don't have the shtayim kilchasan. But according to Rashi, it's kipshutai. Even if you have an oimen of Zayin, if you have parts merubah, it's possible. The only heter parts merubah is if you have psachim, you have ayman ruba of the first of the other two defanis, but the psachim and the shtayim kilchasan are mitzurif with the open side and the side that only has a tefach, and that mitzurif is parts ruba. That's the only time that it's mutter. So the bi'alacha asks a kasha. The bi'alacha asks lefi what we paskin that you need a tzuris a pesach. So kundes is the third size b'chal not open. Lagabi Shabbos, the third size in Gansen Famach, that's a tzuris of Pesach. And the fourth side's open, fine. But the first two sides are Eimin Merubah. So Eibazai, how can you have the case of parts Merubah? If the two sides Kilchasan, you need Eimin Merubah. And the third side, you need a tzuris of Pesach, which Lagabi Shabbos is a Gansen Sasim. So kundes is a have Eimin Merubah. So what's the pshat that by Sukkah it's good enough parts Merubah by Shabbos and Ayman Merubah? Whatever's good by Sukkah is rather good by Shabbos. Because as long as you have Ayman Merubah in the two sides, and the third side is a Tzuris of Pesach, so it's completely sasim, so it's rather Ayman Merubah in the Hekev. And with the Bialacha. No, the third side is not in Gansen sasim. The Tzuris of Pesach is only going up to seven Tvachim. The rest of the third side is open Legamri. So Kumtai is the fourth side is open Legamri. The third side is only seven tefachim closed, the rest of it's open legami. If the first two sides are only 51% sasum, savad, the heck of bechlali is parts merubah. For sukkah it's good, for Shabbos it's no good. That's the bi'alachas teretz. But the bi'alachas teretz is only good l'shitasei. L'shit is the bi'alacha that you only need tzuris of Pesach up to seven tefachim, which we said is taka the shita, the teisus that the Ritvar brings down, the Geis Mamini brings down. It's good the teretz. L'shitas, the Mashmois of Rashi, the Rosh, the Ran, like we spoke, that you need the Tzuris of Pesach on the whole side. So you back Shver with the Bir Alachas Kasha. So the Bir Alachas says it doesn't find it Shver on the Braisa. The Braisa could be talking about the Din Deraisa. The Deraisa, you don't need the Tzuris of Pesach, like we spoke. That's what the Bach says in Mefurish, that's the Pashtus. So the Deraisa, you could say that Sukkah is good even if it's parts Merubah. And Shabbos needs Eimin Merubah. That brings it down la halacha. That says that the sukkah, when you have the shtayim kilchasan shishafil tefach with the tzuris of Pesach, and that it's good even though it's parts merubah. What's the pshat? How could it be parts merubah? Unless you say the shulchan aruch is going like Rabbeinu Yeruchim b'shem vam and esmol, that the parts merubah means that the first two walls are parts merubah. But lefi the taz and the bachat, that's puzzle. So what's the pshat? So the emes I saw the lechem mishnah has the kasha. The lechem mishnah. In Perek Dal Melchasuk, Halacha Yud Beis, on this halacha, when he brings down the Magid Mishnah, that says, like we're saying in Rashi, that the two sides have to be Ayman Merubah. It's only the Tzir Fasi Parash Merubah. Mamash has the same Kasha, but the third side is the Tzuris of Pesach. So the two sides are Ayman Merubah, and the third side is the Tzuris of Pesach. What's wrong? So the Halacha Mishnah says that the only time the third side needs a Tzuris of Pesach is when you don't have the Ayman of Shiva, like we said. When you have an ayman of shiva on the third side, a passive shiva on the third side, then no one holds the third side needs a tzuris of Pesach. That's in the first Gemara later in the Afyotes. When you have one wall that's long and one wall that's shorter, Pesach leitzim nasukah didn't kasukah, and you maksha the whole sukkah. And the only way that right, the Rishayim that hold that you need a Tzuras of Pesach on the whole third side is out because you don't have an Eimin of Shiva. So Zok the Lecha Mishnah. So that's the case of Baritz Merubah, not by the case of Tzuras of Pesach, by the case we have an Eimin of Shiva. So there, L'chuli Alma, you don't need a Tzuras of Pesach on the third side. So it may look good. You have the first two sides which have only a little bit more Eimin than Baritz. You have the third side, which is almost completely parts. It only has seven tvachim of aymed because it has seven tvachim of a pass. And you have the fourth side open. So that's a case of parts merubah. It's still not so mash away in the mechamer. The mechamer's lashon is that kishak sherei b'shtei defanes ha'isuris min gam b'tefach b'tzuris ha'pesach. Afil yesh b'shtei defanes v'sacham ha'ay b'shem b'm tzuris ha'pesach. Shekishistarif kol ha'paritzi merubah la'aymed ksherei. So he says this lashon, which it has as medayik, that if the shtei tfanes have sachem, that you be mitzayef them with the other parts, so it'll be parts merubah la'aymed. And he's talking about the case where you have two tfanes and a tefach with a tzuris of Pesach. So the chayr, it's not like the Lecha Mishnah's teretz. The Lecha Mishnah's teretz is a good teretz on the braisa, but on the mechab of the Shulchan Aruch, it's still a bissel shver. It would seem like a raya that Hakapanim, the Mechaber, held that you only need the Tzuris of Pesach up to seven tvachim, like we said over from the Gais Maimini and the Ritva B'Shem Taisus. Hakapanim, the Gemara wouldn't be a raya because the Gemara, we could say like the Lecha Mishnah, that the case of Paritz Rub is a case not with Tzuris of Pesach, it's a case where you have an Ayman of Shiva, and then the Kuli Alma, it's good, even though you don't have the full third side, and then you could have Paritz Rub. One more nekuda. The Gemara brings in Lagabi the din of Migoy, Sicha Gabi Mavoy, Sheyesh the Lechi Ksheira. If you have a Mavi that has a Lechi and you put Schachan in his kosher. So before we go into the Rishainim, we'll first be makdim a little bit the dinim by a Mavoy. Midai Raisa, all you need is three mechitzas. And Midai Raisa, we pass in Lechi Mishum Mechitza. And Lechi has din of Mechitza Midai Raisa. So in the rice, if you have a mavi mefulish, a mavi with two walls opposite each other, and you put a lechi between the walls on one side, that makes it into a rishus hayachid midaraisa. Midaraisa, it's good. Midarabanan, you need three full walls and a lechi on the fourth side. A lechi on the fourth side in order to matter the mavi midarabanan. That's a dinim by mavi. So the rishayim are bothered by akasha. L'chayu, the Pasha Pshad and a Mavli Sheyesh B'lechi means a Mavli Sosum with a Lechi on it. L'chayu, a Mavli Sosum with a Lechi on it already has three mechitzas. So what do you need a Migli for? What's the Pshad that is good for Shabbos but not good for Sukkah? Has three mechitzas. And if we're talking about a Mavli Mefulish that has only two mechitzas and a Lechi, Midarabanan, that's not good enough to be a Sukkah. And that's not good enough for Shabbos, I mean. I mean, they're bonding now on to carry their Shabbos. So Rambam, it says, Sikha Mavi Sheish Bulachi Ksheira, that you're allowed to eat in the Sukkah. Why? I mean, they're abundant, it's not good for Shabbos. So I mean, they're abundant, you shouldn't be able to say Migli for Sukkah. Just like by Shabbos, it's possible you can't carry, so Sukkah also shouldn't be able to eat there. So in this Shaila, the three Mahalchim in the Rishayim had to learn up the Sukkah. Very Negeah, very big Nafkaminis La Alocha. The three Mahalchim in the Rishayim. You have Taisis, you have the Ran, you have the Rush. Taisus holds like this. Taisus holds that Vada, we're talking about a Mavi Sosim. We're talking about a Mavi with three walls. So why do you need a Migli altogether? Three walls is a Vada Gavaldik for Sukkah. The Teretz is that the Schach doesn't go all the way to the back wall. The Schach is only in the front of the Mavi. The Schach is only in the front of the Mavi. So when you go on to Sukkah, the back wall is worthless. It's Herchuk Min HaSchach Gimel. The back wall doesn't exist. In regard to Sukkah, all you have is two walls. And now you have a Lechi. And the Lechi is Matir for Shabbos. And Memela, the Lechi works for Sukkah. Abafek Tais Akasha. By Sukkah, we need another Mechitza Midairaisa. By Sukkah, since the Schach is only in the front, all you have is two walls. For Sukkah, we need another Mechitza Midairaisa. But for Shabbos, this Lechi only need Midarabanan. So how could you say Migli, that it works for Shabbos to matter it, on an Issa Derabbanan, that could work for Sukkah, which needs a Heter Midaraisa? How would such a Migli work? Zok Taisus. that it's talking about that the lechi is a tefach. The lechi is a tefach. And memela midiraisa, you don't need anything more. Midiraisa, the lechi is a tefach, it's good enough. Now what's the problem? We had before, gansa dinim, dinim derabanan, you need a tefach seichik to put it within three tefachim in a wall, you need four tefachim vayimid, you need a tzuris and pesach. We have dinim derabanan before. So for those dinim derabanan, we could say migo and the din derabanan. Notice for the deraisas, you have a lechi of a tefach. For the deraisas, a sukkah is good. And for the deraisas, the mavi doesn't even need a lechi. Shabbos is good even without a lechi. What do you need the lechi for Shabbos? For the din derabanan. So for that, the deraisa you don't need for sukkah because you have a tefach. It would also help for the din derabanan that you need a tefach seichet, pachas migimel, you need a tzuris of pesach, so whatever all those dinim. That's Taisus Mahalach in the sukkah. The Ran agrees with Taisus that we're talking about a Mavli Sosim. And the Ran agrees with Taisus that we're talking about the Skachas on the front part of the Mavli. So Mamela, for Sukkah, the back wall doesn't help. But the Ran holds that even if the Lechi is not a Tefach, even if the Lechi is a Lechi Mashu, you still could say Migul. Why? Because this lechi would rather have worked le'inyan Shabbos even if you didn't have the back wall. For sukkah, you don't have a back wall. Sukkah, the back wall doesn't count because it's rachik menaskach. This lechi, let's say you only would have two walls, you wouldn't have a back wall for Shabbos or so, this lechi would work. So that's good enough to say migli. As long as the lechi mishum mechitza, and the lechi legabe Shabbos would take these two mechitzas that the sukkah has and make it into rishus ha'yachid, so that works. Even though for Shabbos, God, you have the back wall, because Shabbos, the schach doesn't count. So for Shabbos, it's already rishus ha'yachid without a lechi, it doesn't matter. But the lechi would work linyan Shabbos, it could work linyan sukkah. Aye, what about the din derabanan? So if I get for the din derabanan, then the lechi taka b'poil is working on Shabbos min derabanan to yamach shel the lechi. So Mel, it's taking care of the dinim derabanan by sukkah, what you need to yamach shel the sukkah. This says, if it would be a mavi mefulish, so ain't a chanami the lechi would work midaraisa for Shabbos, but it won't work midarabanan for Shabbos. So ain't a chanami you'd say miga and deraisa, and midaraisa would be a good sukkah, but midarabanan won't be a good sukkah. But now that it's a mavi sasum, so now the lechi is being matta midarabanan for Shabbos, because for Shabbos you have the back wall. So that would work midarabanan for sukkah also. Ay lecha, you don't need the lechi for Shabbos. So lemaisa, how could the miga work for the deraisas? So the Ran holds it's not a problem. Since had you needed the lechi, it would have worked, because two mechitzas work with the lechi, so mainly could say miga to make it work for sukkah. So bekitzer, lesikum, both the Ran and Taisus hold this only works on a mavi sasum, because a mavi mefulish, the lechi wouldn't work midar abanan, and the mele, you can't be mad to the sukkah midar abanan, the sukkah would still be a problem. But they're arguing, and they both also learned that the schach is in the front. So it's very good. Sukkah, even though you have three walls, that would only help for Shabbos. But for sukkah, the back wall is not helping you. But Taisus holds that since Bepayel Mamash, Lechi is not working here for Shabbos, because it's already Rosh Hashanah without the Lechi. So Mamela, the Lechi wouldn't work for the Deraisadik problem of sukkah. Because there is no Deraisadik problem by Shabbos. The Lechi is not doing life. So Mamela, you have to talk about a case that's a Lechi, a Tefach. So midaraisa, it's already good for sukkah also. The only shaila is derabanan. Midarabanan, the lechi works for Shabbos. Migda have a day for linyan Shabbos, have a day for linyan sukkah. Mashenga and the Ran holds that since potentially the lechi could work on deraisas of Shabbos if there was a problem, that's enough to say a miga for the deraisas by sukkah also, and it works for sukkah. And then you have the mahalach of the Rush. And Rashi's also mavur the way. Rashi says mefulish. Rashi says we're talking about a mavi mefulish. So the Rush, and Rashi, and some people in this way, in the Rambam, that even though the Mavli is a Mavli Mefulish, so if it wouldn't be Sukkis, you wouldn't be allowed to carry in this Mavli Midarabanan, even though it's Rishus HaYachid, two Mechitzas and a Lech, you make it Rishus HaYachid HaRaisa, Midarabanan, you need a third Mechitza. But still, once it's a Migli, once it's a Mechitza to make it Rishus HaYachid for Shabbos, so Midaraisa makes it a Mechitza for Sukkah as well. And that works and make this is a sukkah is a kasha midaraisa. And the Rabbanan whenever guys are on sukkah. The Rabbanan never said that there's a problem with sukkah. as long as you have Rishis Yachid Deraisa for Shabbos, that's good enough for Sukkah. And it's a Sukkah Ksheira. And you'll say a Migui back reversed. Now that it's a Sukkah Ksheira, even though normally Amavim are foolish, Alechi is not good enough. You need Alechi on one side, it's Rishis Pesach on the other side. Alechi is not good enough. But that's Midei Rabbanan. Here, since Midei Rabbanan, they weren't gazed by Sukkah, Misha Mitzvah, they allowed you to have a Sukkah with two mechitzas and a lechi, because that works midiraisa, because midiraisa it's a mechitza for Shabbos, so midiraisa it's a mechitza for sukkah. Now the sukkah is kosher midiraisa, and the rabbanan ever will geizer misha mitzvah. Now you can carry in the sukkah also. Now that sukkah the Shabbos, you go back and say mikad avdeifel in sukkah avdeifel in Shabbos. That's the Rosh Hashita, and Nazayis Mashpin Rashi, and some people in the Ram that way too. Pasi birois is a chayyeh big riot to this. The next case is Sichah Besukah Sheish of Pasi Birois. Pasi Birois, you have the case of Pasi Birois, we have the four mechitzas, the four posts on the four sides of the square. It only works for Eilir Regalim. It only works in the case where you need the water for the Eilir Regalim, Misha Mitzvah. The Rabbanah made a special leniency that you could use the Pasi Birois, Midaraisitz or Rishus Yachid. But Midarabani and Allah to carry there. And still the Gemara says the Sukkah is a Sukkah Ksheira. That fits very good with Rashi and the Rosh. So Taisa says that Pasi Brais is different. Pasi Brais, they were matta b'maka mitzvah by Eilir Regalim. So who would then hear? They were matta by Sukkah b'maka mitzvah. The Ran Gadda brings a sheet that holds that even Pasi Brais is only in a case where there's taka Pasi Brais. It's a case where you have the Eilir Regalim that needed the water. A case where taka there was a heter of Pasi Brais, then it would work by Sukkah. Otherwise, it wouldn't work by Sukkah. Like we said, Taisus and the Rif is also Mavuri that Pasi Brais works in all cases. So Mele is saying the shtickle up by Pasi Brais to mask him that the Rabbanu will make a Maka Mitzvah. Because Pasi Brais, you see the Rabbanu will make a Maka Mitzvah. Mashenkin a Mavim a foolish with just the Lechi, that Taisus holds the Rabbanu will never be Mekel. Yeah, the Mechaba Paskins like the Rosh and Rashi, that its Dam works in all cases. The Ramah brings the Das at Iran. It only works when there's a Het of a Payolinian Shabbos. The Ran says a gavaldig chiddush mikayach this, because it sounds from this Gemara by the Mavi Sheish Balechi, the way the Ran's learning that really a tefach would work, but else an alechi works. Else migad have a dayful inyan Shabbos, have a dayful inyan sukkah. But lechayri here we're talking about a sukkah kamin mavli, and only has two walls. It's a sukkah kamin mavli. Two walls are opposite each other. You don't have shtem mechitzas star ivan. So why would you need a pas dalet over here? Dr. Ram, from here it's muchrich that the only case where you need a pas dalet is if the two mechitzas aren't connected at all. But let's say you have a case, mamish like this case, where the mechitzas are connected. You have three mechitzas around all connected together. But the schach is only near the open side. You have three mechitzas like a ches, and the schach is near the open side like the Pesach HaMavli. So that's not a problem of shtei mechitzas darivon. Even though the mechitzas for the sukkah l'chayra are only the mechitzas that have the schach on it, and those are l'chayra two mechitzas that connected there, but that's not a chesaron of ein arivon. That's not a chesaron of mefulish. That also works. Now, I think Taisus is mamash a good raya, because Taisus holds that the migui, the balki, don't need the migui for the derais of Shamus, and won't work for the derais of sukkah. So he says that we're talking about that you have a tefach. So you see, Klar, that it works at Tefach, unless you hold that the whole din of Pas Dalet is only Derabanan, like the Svasem is said. But otherwise, you have Mamash Ashtarik Araya, that you don't have the Chsaron, that it's not a Rivan, and the time is like the Ran says, because the Mechitzas are all connected at the end. It's not like it's totally open. But if you the Ran himself that says that even a Lechi Mashu is good, so what's the Raya? Whatever you need for the Mechitza here, but Maisa for Shabbos, a Lechi works. So why can't that work, even if you need a pas dalet? So the emes is the rayas from the Lashon HaGemara. The Lashon HaGemara says, the ilu sukkah da'alma boi tefach seichik, the ilu sukkah da'shamas le boi tefach seichik, v'sagi b'lechi. That's what Abaye told Rabba. So you see that the lechi is coming, lafuka de tefach seichik, it's not coming lafuka de pas dalet. So here you see that without the din of migui, the problem is you need a tefach seichik, Ay l'chayr, it's kamin mavui. It doesn't have shnei defanis darivan. Elamad, it's also called shnei defanis darivan. That's the Ran's raya. The Sharetzian is ma'ir that l'fi the Rambam and Rashi that we're talking about mefulish. You don't have the Ran's teretz. You don't have the Ran's teretz because we're talking about it's takin ganzim mefulish. all you have is two mechitzas, and that's it. And you have the lechi. So l'chaya, like we said, the gufa din is not so shver, because on the gufa din you could say that the lechi takes care of past nalad. Since it's good for Shabbos, it makes him drushas l'yachah for Shabbos, so whatever you need for sukkah, it's good for it. It's a ganzen, it's a mechitza, it's a total mechitza for whatever you need. But why does the Gemara say, losh and tefach seichik? So the Sharetzion says, it must be the Gemara's going to Rav Yehuda. That said, by shtei mechitzas kimin mavli, it's also you need a tefach seichik. It's also the same din. On mechala kills, you don't need mechitzas to arivan. But I was saying, you wouldn't have a riot to this chiddush that if you'd have the mechitzas, like you're saying, you have a sukkah, which you have three mechitzas that are all together kimin ches, but the schach is only on the front part of it, so the schach only has two mechitzas, and that's not called kimin mavli, that's like called kimin gam, and you wouldn't need a pas dal b'chai gabba.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.